Well, Phil, it got a little bit nervy for a while around 5 o'clock, but a rear guard action from the likes of Ian Blackwell and Mitch and Graham Onions helped see you through in the end.
Yeah, it did get a little bit nervous once we lost a few wickets in quick succession, but I think when it all gone to plot was when we were out 60, I think, and they needed about 3 wickets, which there was a little bit nerves there, but then Blackie steadied the ship a little bit and Bunny came and got a quick 20, which really put it past them.
It was an interesting moment of play, really, because you're wondering if Ian Blackwell's out there in the middle thinking, I might run out of partners here, should I start smashing it about a bit, or does he try and just keep his end going and hope the other lads can do a job as well, which is the way it turned out in the end.
Yeah, that's the way it turned out. I think for everybody, okay, it would have been nice, Blackie, to get bigger runs, but I think he did great for the job. I think it for Blackie to get a few runs under his belt is pretty good. I think it'll give him a little bit more confidence for next week. And then that's always good for somebody to get a few runs.
I mean, there was, again, signs of players going in and getting themselves starts and they're not really building on it, but the starts this time were a little bit further down the road than the last time.
Yeah, well, at least we're moving in the right direction. If we're going backwards, then it might be a big worry. But everyone's getting in 20s and 30s, so just needs one or two of them people to go on and get a 70 to 100, then we'll be back to normal again.
Still looking for your first win in the four-day game. You haven't been helped by the weather. Hopefully the next time you play a four-day down at Somerset in 2 weeks' time, the weather may have improved a great deal.
Well, yeah, we hope so. Down the south, I reckon they get better weather than what we get. But I think it's just a case. We've got a one-day tomorrow. We've got to try and win that game, put us in the winning mentality. We got a week off or a bit of training in the middle of that. Then another one-day, then we head down to Somerset. So I think if we can have a good performance tomorrow, that'll give the batters a bit more confidence, and then we just move on from there.
Any news on Dale? Because I was worried that he mightn't be able to play in this Pro 40 with a shoulder injury. What's the situation there?
Benke came in this morning. I think he's still feeling a bit of pain. I think we're going to assess it again tomorrow, I think, but I'm not 100% sure.
Right. Any other team news at all?
Nope.
I'm not in charge of that side now, so it's nothing to do
not
with me.
True. And just looking ahead, it's been mentioned the England team is announced in the next day or so for the West Indies. Graham Onions has been in or around the Lions recently and has been bowling very well this summer already, 20-odd wickets. Is there a worry among you lot that he might be lured away by England?
There is a little bit of a worry, but if he goes away this week and plays down at Lords, we haven't got a game, so it doesn't really affect us. Might affect us for the Somerset game for one day or whatever it is, but be honest, I think Bun deserves to get a game. He's turned up for us the last 4 weeks and performed really well. He's got wickets, his economy's pretty good, so he deserves to get a chance, but it all depends how the England selectors want to look at it.